This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. An ATM bandit is being sought in Batesville. Independence County Sheriff Steve Jeffries said this morning that deputies were dispatched to Liberty Bank twice last week and to Regions Bank once. All three times, an unknown man, in the cover of the night, attempted to gain entry into ATM machines using a drill. He didn't gain entry any of the times to the money vault. Sheriff Jeffries said video showed the white male was wearing dark blue jeans, tennis shoes, a black leather jacket, black gloves, and a black mask. Jeffries said if you saw anything suspicious last Wednesday or Thursday in the vicinity of Liberty or Regions Bank locations on East Main Street in Batesville, to please pass that information along to him. Sheriff Jeffries also said the Better Business Bureau in Arkansas is warning about a potential scam. Mike Rohrer with the BBB says a company called HomeServe is targeting seniors. He says the company is offering insurance to cover the water line from the meter to the house. Rohrer says what makes it a potential scam is that the company doesn't actually provide what they say they will. Rohrer said the Better Business Bureau has received over 200 complaints on the company from Hot Springs to Batesville. Atlas Asphalt President Mark Lamberth is asking motorists to drive with caution and move safely through the Ash Flat Road construction zone this Friday. He says his company will be there paving on Highway 167 at the widening project that goes through Ash Flat. Lamberth said there will be some traffic delays, and he's asking motorists to slow down and move safely through the area. Early on today, the Dow Industrial Average was up a whopping 412 points. It may not close that high, but it's been one of the larger openings in quite some time. Independence County court records show that a Pageant Island Road Newark man has been charged with aggravated robbery. Court documents say 19-year-old Zachary Austin McKinney, along with a female juvenile during the night of November 28th, attacked an Independence County man at the man's residence, striking him several times in the head with a bat and a brick. Records say the couple then tied the man up and stole his car. Detective Mike Mundy said McKinney and the juvenile female were caught later that night in the man's vehicle by deputies and taken to jail. McKinney's bond has been set at $50,000. And circuit court records also show that 24-year-old Shane D. Wade has been charged with felony battery. That's due to a November 16th attack of a fellow jail inmate with a broom handle, then attacking a guard when he came in to stop the inmate attack. Court documents also show since Wade has been previously convicted of four more felonies, he'll be tried under the Habitual Criminal Act. Wade's bond has been set at $20,000.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.